This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future brings you this hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, Super Tuesday edition. Glad to have you along. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's sailing the high seas somewhere. Do you know it was his birthday? Not yesterday, but the day before. Snuck out of here on his birthday on us. Yeah. But he, I don't know, they put some kind of a napkin for a hat on him. It wasn't pretty. The photos were going around, so I'm keeping tabs on them for you. But anyway, yours truly here with you on What's on Your Mind. And we're brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, the folks that advocate for power we can all depend on. I'm waiting for somebody at the EPA to understand what that's all about. They got to change what it is they want. More regulation that provides a minuscule, and I mean minuscule, improvement in the environment. But yet, cost the energy industry a lot more, and ultimately you, the consumers, because really what we most care about is affordable electricity. Affordable, certainly reliable, very important as well for families and businesses, Minnesota, North Dakota, now into the future. This is important stuff. So find out more. Join the team at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right. Cruz is running away with this now. He has 13 votes. Trump has 6 votes, Rubio 4, Carson 2, Hillary 1, Kasich none, and 1 vote for Sanders. We did Sanders none, too. We did tell folks they could vote for the governor's race as well. Get a couple more going, and we're going to chat with a couple of guests this hour. In the meantime, you're more than welcome to vote if you haven't yet. You just call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550 and press 1 and leave your vote. I'm voting for on Super Tuesday. Here's who has my support on Super Tuesday, and here's why. Jeremy in Velva. Love Velva. Great spot. How are you? What's on your mind?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump does the ticket
Donald
for you.
Donald Trump. I'm telling you, yeah, Donald Trump. He's doing it for me. He, I feel like he's a direct manifestation of all the anger and frustration of the American voters. You know, he's not beholden to anyone like the Koch brothers out there. He doesn't take any kind of political contributions from them, you know. And look, I'm a working class male. I make under $100,000 a year, so I'm not rich enough for the Republican, for most of the Republican, the hardline majority guys. And then I work, so I'm not really poor enough for the Democrats, so I don't fall into any one of their special interest groups. And I think Donald Trump best represents the anger and frustration of the American people and where the Republican and Democratic Party have gotten us into this.
Yeah, and I'll say this about Donald Trump. He has brought a lot of people into the arena, right? And that's what Obama did. Now, unfortunately, Obama's ideology is very different than what I hope Donald Trump's would be. But all good points, Jeremy. We'll mark you down accordingly. But I like that about Trump. I like that there is, you know, people in those crowds and going to the polls and who I hope would be there to take down Hillary if he's the nominee. I do. Vera and Kenmare, what's on your mind?
Oh, Donald Trump is on my mind. Also, these representatives of ours, we're voting in who we want for president. And when there's a sitting representative saying they will not back who the people voted in, I believe there should be an immediate recall on their position. They should be thrown out of office. Put somebody in there that will absolutely represent the people that they're supposed to. That's about all I have to say, but Donald Trump's got my vote.
All right, Vera. That race is getting a little closer between Cruz and Trump here amongst our listeners, and we love it. Again, you can keep it going off the air at 800-228-0550. Just one. Here's who I'm voting for, and I'll give you a final tally before we're done today. Or maybe the big result tomorrow when we learn the rest of the Super Tuesday states. Our next guest has been to Gitmo. Our next guest has spent a lot of years inside the process of what we do with enemy combatants. 8 years as part of the operations of the detainees and what we're doing. Started his service at Gitmo in 2005 and then became part of the administrative review process there, did some time at the Pentagon, senior colonel in charge of the high-value detainees and how they're ultimately tried. So he knows, and that's why we encouraged him to join us today on the program and talk a little bit about Gitmo and what many concerns many of you in our audience, as we've talked about the recent announcement by President Obama. He is a Grand Forks attorney, Ward Johnson, also teaches at UND, a military law class there as well, professor at UND. Ward, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Scott. It's been a long time.
It has. You know, I spent 18 years in Grand Forks, so I have a lot of fond memories of good folks like Ward and others that were part of that community. And only an hour to the south most days now, but a lot of time out west as well and all over the state, but certainly really appreciate Grand Forks a lot. It's my adopted hometown. So tell me this, Ward. Let's start with the big picture here. You've been under this hood. You know what we're dealing with. You know what these people are capable of. Is there any reason in your mind that we should not have Guantanamo Bay?
No, we absolutely should have Guantanamo Bay. It was a great idea. It was executed with the utmost care in professionalism and the protection of human rights, of civil rights, of the values that we hold near and dear to our heart in American jurisprudence. And you know, the opposing side of the argument is nothing but demagoguery, ideology gone wry.
So what's the motivation here in your mind? Why are we doing this? You say it's a good idea. It served its purpose. Again, these are bad folks. We need to do something. We're at war. And now we have a president. Well, I'll play actually a part of what he is saying for his reasoning and then get your response to why we're doing this.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit.
All right, so he's saying, hey, you know, we're less safe by having this because people don't like us because we have it. Is that the real reason that he wants to close it?
No. And he touted all of these reasons back in 2009. I was actually in the middle of a combatant status review tribunal for the guy who helped UBL escape from Tora Bora in 2009 when he shut down everything going on at Guantanamo Bay, you know, and this is just one of those heavy-handed, ill-conceived political decisions, campaign promises that nobody in the administration thought about the second and third order consequences of the process that was initiated by the Bush administration was going along just fine. As you may recall, the high-value detainees had already entered guilty pleas. We were going to be moving forward with sentencing and then deciding what to do with them after that. And then this threw water on everything and stopped it dead and set it back in its tracks 5 years.
Now, you've been, you know, inches from these folks as part of this process. When I say these folks, the enemy combatants, these people that are detained there, the detainees that ultimately want to do us harm. Is it possible to make them hate us more? I mean, the president makes it sound like by having Guantanamo Bay, they hate us more. We're less safe because we have this facility. I mean, they hate us, don't they?
Yeah, and I mentioned last week when I did another interview that it's just ridiculous, the notion that changing the zip code of where we keep these people is going to have any effect at all. In fact, it's my opinion from having been immersed in this policy and practice for many years that new community will become the scourge of the media and the scourge of whatever political story they want to get out at that time. So it's not going to change anything. Another thing that he said was that that it was costing all this money. It's just another fallacious argument. Anywhere they're detained, they have to be detained by military personnel. The President of the United States is not going to decide how many soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines guard these people. Those are going to be decided by the military personnel branches that get assigned the mission, and it's going to cost the same amount of money regardless of where they're sent. So there is not going to be some kind of a relocation dividend like he tried to make us think. Whether it's tough on our national security, that's ridiculous. Guantanamo Bay was not even in existence when the World Trade Towers was bombed the first time by the Blind Sheikh.
Right.
It wasn't
so the USS Cole
during 9/11.
Yeah, good points. More with our guest, who's been to Guantanamo, knows this case. Ward Johnson, Grand Forks attorney, next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application, an agreement to serve form, and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming up that I want you to know about in this governor's race. It's time to engage. Pay attention to what's going on. Take a close look at these candidates. Obviously, if you're headed to the convention, you will do that. But then you have most likely a primary on that as well, where you'd have two of the candidates emerge there. So very interesting to watch. And coming up on Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium in downtown Bismarck, or if you want to watch online, you can watch over the air. You can listen on Prairie Public Broadcasting. We'll have it on AM 1100. It'll also be on television, KX Network in the West, and WDAY's extra channel in the East. And the moderators include Dave Thompson of Prairie Public Television and yours truly, along with Danelle Fresky-Hushka, formerly of KX as well. So it'll be a great time. If you have a question for the candidates, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Welcome those. You can leave them. A lot of folks still weighing in on the Super Tuesday race, too, so check those out. Continuing our conversation with Grand Forks attorney Ward Johnson now, military law class professor at UND. We're talking about Gitmo. So describe these people to me, these people that are detained, these enemy combatants, as you prepare a case against them. I mean, your work was to, you know, make sure they got a correct hearing within the military tribunal system, correct?
Yes, that's correct. For example, let's just start with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was picked up in Pakistan. He was reputed to have been the mastermind of 9/11. Obviously, there's tons of stuff that's at the very, very classified level that I can't talk about. But we don't even need to talk about that because during his combatant status review tribunal, he admitted in open court on the record in front of media and everybody in the room that he murdered Danny Pearl. I believe his statement was, "I cut off his head with my blessed right hand," or words very close to that effect. Based on that admission alone, he can be detained. Not even going to any of the room full of evidence at the secret, top secret, FBI and special access program level. This guy is a completely dedicated Islamofascist who is absolutely proud as could be of how well his plan to fly the planes into the World Trade Center came off, and will brag about it if you give him the opportunity. That's who these people are.
And again, so you've described one, and there are many there. How many, by the way? How many total are at, do we know right now?
Well, I think the unclassified number is a little, it's around 100 people. But the other people there are Ramzi Bin El-Sheib, who was the guy who ran the Hamburg cell. Also, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's nephew, but he ran the Hamburg cell that financed 9/11. You've got Abu Zubaydah, who was the guy who ran all of the training camps in Afghanistan. You have the Bali bombers. You have the East Coast sleeper cell, the cons in there. You've got the East African embassy bombers. They're bad people who don't just talk about doing bad things to America. They put plans together. They execute them. And they want to install Sharia worldwide. They are dedicated to the flourishing of the caliphate and having the entire world ruled under Islamic law.
If they came to the United States, what would that mean? If they were, you know, President Obama gets his way, Gitmo closes, they come to the U.S., what happens?
I personally think that the worst thing that's going to happen is whatever community gets saddled with the responsibility of being co-located with these people, they're going to be the next target. And it's not a matter of if, it's when. That community is going to be an easily accessible victim of some kind of terrorist action. The beautiful thing about Guantanamo Bay is it's very difficult to escape from Guantanamo Bay. You've got the Caribbean on one side, barbed wire fences and Marines guarding the wire, and on the other, in the no man's land, is a minefield. It's it's very difficult to get out of Guantanamo Bay. But more importantly, who wants to go there? It's very, very difficult to access.
Yeah, no kidding. Call from one of our listeners off air on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 for Ward. Go ahead and roll that.
If we put them into the general population of the U.S. prisons, will they recruit newbies for their cause? Is that a danger also, having them put into our prisons in within the states? Thanks, bye.
They can't be put into the general populations of our prisons. According to the Geneva Convention, they are war-detained individuals, and they must be kept in a separate facility, and they must be guarded by United States military personnel and administrated by United States military personnel. To do anything other than that is a war crime and a violation of the Geneva Convention. So that isn't going to happen, and the Obama administration isn't going to do that. They can't.
Yeah, let's. Can you imagine the uproar and the cry? But this is about a campaign promise, right? Obviously, this is why this is brought up at this hour, late in the administration. He's not satisfied with having reduced the population there. He's got to close it. So he'll close it before the end of the year, won't he?
Well, he'll try. Thankfully, we've got the loyal opposition in both the Senate and the House. They've got the power of the purse. It costs money to initiate and stop military operations. And the last time that he tried to do it, Congress said, we're not paying for it. And so there you have it.
Anything else you want our listeners to know about what you know about Gitmo and ultimately what they should pay attention to here?
Well, I lived in Guantanamo Bay for 2 years. For another 6 years, I was there, sometimes for up to 6 weeks at a time. I think I know more than most about what goes on down there and what has transpired there. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's humane. It's run in accordance with the Geneva Convention. It's overseen by the Department of the Navy. They're extremely professional. They do everything by the book. It was a good idea. I think we ought to stay the course and keep it going and take the breaks off the military commissions. Obviously, we haven't done another military commission in a long time, and we've got General Mark Martins out there.
Hang on one sec. We'll just finish this on the other side of the break, Ward. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
High Plains Apache is your Apache Springer dealer. And I don't know about you, but you see that forecast for this weekend? Oh, my, it's looking nice. And I start thinking, well, okay, a few more of those, string a few more of those together, and all of a sudden we have ourselves a spring. And, you know, planting season. And crops to spray, right? So if you're thinking about that time, maybe you want to head on over to High Plains Apache and see the latest 2016 Apache sprayers, which are great. There's still some 2015s there, great deals on those. Some low-interest financing. There are some used ones as well. They'd love to see them. They have that ET Ag Center, too, so anything you need in the way of ag application parts, everything in the application world, they have it. And a inventory there that'll no doubt have what you're looking for. And High Plains Apache, the only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty, best fuel efficiency in the business, less compaction on the ground, that great mechanical drive system means you get a more rugged machine. Models from 750 to 1,200 gallons. They've got it all at High Plains Apache. Mandan, across from Bonanza, exit 60, south of Fargo at Frontier. HighPlainsApache.com online. All right, a couple minutes left with Ward Johnson, attorney from Grand Forks, military professor at UND, someone who's spent time as part of the process dealing with enemy combatants at Guantanamo Bay, actually stationed there. Ward, before the break, you mentioned we need to get back to military commissions. Remind me what military commissions are.
Well, Scott, military commissions are the war crimes trial that the Bush administration initiated against the extreme wrongdoers, not your garden variety war criminal, but the ones that really did, you know, used weapons of mass destruction or were mass murderers. Where the Bush administration left off in 2009 and the Obama administration picked it up was this. Many of them had entered guilty pleas. And this was in 2009, and they were going to be sentenced, and then we needed to determine what we were going to do with them after that. Since that time, 7 years later, we're not even to that point yet, because when the Obama administration took over, they basically threw out all of the work that had been done by the Bush administration and made us start over again. And then the Honorable Jay Johnson, who is now the director of the Department of Homeland Security, at that time was the senior ranking attorney in the Defense Department, an Obama appointee, and basically tied our hands and hobbled us every time we turned around to get anything done.
You're trying to prosecute bad guys People, you know, people that are the worst of the worst, the war crimes crowd. Why in the world would they gum you up? That's crazy.
And I have to say, Eric Holder, who was the attorney general at that time, was actually very easy to deal with. So Justice helped us out. The Department of Defense in the office of the DOD OGC, that's Office of General Counsel, they were taking their orders from the Obama administration, and every time we turned around, we got no help, no support, or just the smallest drip, so that basically they could say that the commissions were ongoing, but they didn't do anything. But they weren't doing anything because they wouldn't let us do anything. And I can tell you that from firsthand. I was the senior DOD administrator in charge of all operations, both in Washington, D.C. and in Guantanamo Bay. I paid for both the Office of Prosecution, Office of Defense, the court, the whole nine yards. That was what I was responsible for. And I know that they could have gotten things done. They just decided not to.
By the way, these are the things that ought to be debated in a presidential election, because there is a mindset of this president that somehow if you take on bad guys, the bad guys are going to hate us more. It's crazy. It makes no sense at all. It's indefensible.
He was wasting $65 million a year. That's how much it cost when I was running it to run all of those military personnel, get the leases in D.C., pay people, have an airline going back and forth, and we were just jogging in place. That was it.
Jogging in place. Ward, thanks for your service to the country and on this important endeavor, and also shining a little light on this as well for our audience today. We appreciate that very much.
Anytime, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, appreciate that very much. Fascinating. All right, busy day on What's on Your Mind. Before the end, we'll give you the final tally, by the way, on how we're looking on the votes. But I want to tell you about a special project going on for the Student Veterans of America before we do anything else today on the program. Okay, Laura Kramer and Michaela Fisher are students at Minnesota State University in Moorhead. And they have an event coming up at the King Hall Auditorium on campus to kick off a chapter of the Student Veterans of America. Laura and Michaela, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, Scott. We're good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're good.
Really glad you're doing this. First of all, what is the Student Veterans of America? What is SVA?
All right. So SVA is a nonprofit coalition of over 1,200 student veterans, veteran organizations representing over 400,000 veterans in higher education. And it's the SVA's mission to provide military veterans with resources and support and advocacy to ease veterans to going back into school. They're just post-secondary programs to contribute to civilian society in meaningful ways.
All right. So, Michaela, basically this is an opportunity for veterans to get into the, the system, if you will, at MSUM and have some extra resources to be able to make sure they get what they need. I mean, so it's a good thing to do for veterans. And right now, MSUM does not, correct me if I'm wrong, Michaela, have a chapter. Is that right?
That's correct. We are working on trying to get an SBA chapter here at MSUM. And that's kind of the main goal of our event. You know, we want to put this out to veterans that MSUM is a great tool for them to come and check out and to see all the resources that we have to offer here for them and to help them get back into school here.
All right, so what do you two need to get a chapter of the Student Veterans of America going at MSUM?
Well, basically what we have to do is pretty simple. We just have to go down to the Veterans Resource Center, and Aaron Jensen, who's the rep from down there, he'll help us, and we have to go online and we have to sign up for all this stuff, and then Aaron would be the actual advisor for the group, and then from there the group would do different things, like there would be scholarships that they give out, that's a big thing that SBA does, and they would also have a mentorship program for anyone
who is coming back into school and feeling like they just need a little bit extra help from someone. So they would set up things like that down in the resource center at MSUM. And so basically, once we sign up online, we would be able to officially say we have an SBA chapter on MSUM's campus.
All right. And is there any reluctance on the part of MSUM to do this, or is it just a matter of demonstrating that there are some veterans that are interested in participating in the programs?
They've actually been really great about it. There hasn't been really any reluctance that we've seen so far. They've been really great with working with us. Now we just got to find time to actually make it down to the resource center and get them to sign up. But we have a couple of friends on campus that are actually student veterans, and they all said without a doubt they would 100% be a part of SBA because they'd want to help out anyone that they could.
All right. So now you have an event coming up, right? And you want vets to come to the event? Tell us a little bit about the where, when, and why for the event.
Well, the event, like you said, is on Thursday, March 10th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. The actual registration is from 1:30 to 2, so the event doesn't actually start until 2 o'clock. But what it's going to be is we want to have veterans to come or any dependents of veterans, husbands, wives, children, anyone basically who would be affected by the education benefits throughout the military, or anyone who is considering joining the military. We have contacted all the area high schools and invited them to bring students who are thinking maybe they want to go into the military after graduation, and then their families as well. Or really anyone who just wants to come and hang out with Congressman Kevin Cramer for a while. We just want to get a bunch of people in the door and more educated on what's going on with student veterans today.
Great deal. And I know you mentioned Congressman Cramer. He has that Veterans Advisory Committee who sits down regularly with the veterans and finds out the issues that are important to them. So it's a good suggestion to have folks come talk to their congressman and talk about issues that are concerning them. In fact, about every week when he's on, he'll be on tomorrow. We have Ben Carson on tomorrow. Folks, I hope you remember that from last week. We rescheduled that. We'll do that a little bit earlier than usual, 9:30 to 10:30 tomorrow on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Cramer and Ben Carson. But every time he comes on, literally almost every time he comes on, there's a call from a veteran about a particular issue. So it's really a neat opportunity. So vets, week from Thursday, March 10th, circle your calendar, 1:30 registration and the 2 o'clock event on the campus of MSUM there at the King Hall Auditorium to take this in and get a robust chapter of the Student Veterans of America, the SVA, going and helping to assist veterans that are thinking about going back to school and make sure you tap into some of these resources that are happening as well. So really hope a lot of people turn out. Anything else you want to tell us about the big event?
Well, actually, after all the speakers are done, so we'll have Kevin Cramer is speaking, and then MSUM President Anne Blackhurst. And after her will be District Representative for Kevin, Randy Richards. The three of them will all be speaking. And then once they're done, we'll actually have booths set up, and it'll be from different campus organizations as well as military organizations around Fargo and Moorhead. So they'll be set up in kind of a sidewalk cafe fashion. And what it'll be is like financial aid and admissions and the vet center and all these different groups will be set up at tables, and they'll be handing out information and materials that they have to anyone who would potentially have any questions. So the event is not just sitting and listening to speakers and getting information, but it's also interacting with these other campus organizations and Fargo-Moorhead organizations that want to help them as well.
All right. Veterans, this is for you. So your congressman will be there. And also some great resources if you're interested from MSUM and the Student Veterans of America, March 10th, Thursday, 1:30 registration. Event starts at 2 o'clock at the King Hall Auditorium on the campus of Minnesota State University in Moorhead. Thank you, ladies, very much. Appreciate the update. Congrats on doing this. It's a good cause, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You bet. Laura Cramer and Michaela Fisher, students at MSUM, taking care of veterans as students. Isn't that kind of cool? I should say so. I love it. Very, very nice. All right, we'll give you the final tally. And if you want to weigh in, who's your pick for president tonight? If you were doing the Super Tuesday thing, who would you be doing? 800-228-0550. Give me a call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Good morning.
morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are. Sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Jamestown. Yeah, the Buffalo City, Jamestown. That's the town I'm talking about. One of our fine sponsors today. One of our top 10 towns. As a matter of fact, I love getting around to towns throughout North Dakota. If you'd like us to come to your town, got something special going on, let us know. Maybe one of those top 10 towns. You can call our 24/7 line, 855-200-1776, extension 3. Chat with Marie. She'll take care of you. Grizzly's Bar and Grill, Zimmerman's Furniture, Hugo's. Great supermarket. UTC Aerospace Systems, University of Jamestown, Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, and the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation. All help sponsor our top 10 towns on the program. Your calls are pouring in on who you want tonight to be victorious in Super Tuesday elections. Let's hear some more of these.
People who don't won't vote for the Republican because they don't like Trump. They would sooner let someone like one of those Democrats get in who will take this country farther down the wrong road. They're the ones that really scare me.
All right. He's saying I'm scared. But I'm scared as if you just say, if this person gets it, I'm not. I have to agree with him. I think that's very dangerous. Many examples of it. I'm staying home. Mitt Romney's not president because of it. We would have been saved from two terms of Barack Obama, but for people who just mad staying home. And when you think about everything they stood for, most of it was eroded. Not a good deal in any way, shape, or form. Another call. What are you for, sir?
Donald Trump, no doubt about it. The rest are too much same old for the last 20 years. So that's where we're at. Donald Trump.
All right. And Rev, you have another?
Morning, Scott. Steve from Grafton. Put me down for Ted Cruz. I see Donald Trump. What I see is back in the old days, a guy riding into town with a wagon full of stuff. He sets it up with his little stage and stands up there and holds his little bottle of elixir, cure-all, everything. That's what I see Donald Trump as. A guy peddling something that's not going to fix nothing. It's all it's going to do is get you drunk. That's your Donald Trump. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Jack in Moorhead. Are you going to the caucus tonight, Jack?
Well, thinking about it, I'm a Trump guy, and I'll tell you why. He hasn't said anything about, or people don't understand, a guy in business, it's what this country needs, is a businessman, or run it like a business. When I was a young kid, I asked my dad, I said, Dad, how come we're conservative? He said, own a company, and he'll answer your own questions. And he's right. Donald Trump will surround himself with the right people to get the job done. Wouldn't it be nice to see Ben Carson as Health and Human Services Secretary? How about Ted Cruz to work on some internal policies? Don't know if he'll ever pick those people, but I do know this. Hate Trump, like Trump, whatever. He can get the job done. He'll surround himself with the right people, and that's what this country needs.
I think there's two possibilities. I think the one you've described is a strong possibility. Surround yourself with good people, identify some priorities, go to work, right?
Right.
I think the other is that, you know, and quite honestly, we've seen some signs of it during the campaign when he gets to that kind of boisterous, kind of just bomb throwing where you get, it'd be a disaster. You get nothing done. I think the Republican Party establishment is in meltdown worry mode right now because they believe Trump would destroy the party. And by the way, he doesn't get elected without the party. So I don't think he is going to destroy the party. I think he's actually going to use the Republican Party apparatus to take on Hillary Clinton if he's the nominee. But, you know, I think you described one of the scenarios. I just always go back and forth which one it's going to be. I think there are definitely examples of where he could fix some things. I think he's going to give all of us fits in some cases, some places. But if it's not Hillary, if it's not a continuation of what we had, we better take our Ronald Reagan half a loaf. Alan Minot, Big Flavor Hotline from Cloverdale. What's on your mind?
Scott, good morning. I think the Republican Party's shattered, and I think the populace is behind Trump. And if all these Cruz voters vote for Cruz, I think they're just going to wheel Hillary right into the White House. And I want you to remember I said that November, okay?
Who's your pick?
If we don't get behind him, the populace is behind Trump, what's going to happen is that Cruz voters, if he don't get it, they're not going to vote. And if the Trump voters, which is like 40% in some of the polls, if they don't get Trump as their nominee, they're not going to vote. And that's just going to wheel Hillary right on into the White House, and we're going to have 4 or 8 more years of the same old stuff. So
all right, Al,
we need
thank
to
you.
Get behind Trump. Yep, bye.
All right. By the way, there's enough people getting behind Trump that he's now within 2 votes here of our little straw poll today, okay? Ken says Rubio, he's an exceptional conservative who can unite both, grow our party. He's very conservative. All right. Merle says, Rubio, exceptional compromiser who can both undo and destroy our party. He's very moderate. Had he had his way with Chuckie Schumer, John McCain, but he didn't give anybody that he's for. But so here's the votes. Cruz with 14, Trump with 12, Rubio with 4, Carson with 2, Hillary with 1, Send him for 1. Not for president, but for governor. Kasich and Sanders, no. Carson, 2 votes. Okay? So a Trump-Cruz race amongst our listeners. Rubio, a distant third. There you have it, my friends. We're out of time. We'll tell you the results of Super Tuesday a little later. And, of course, chat about it tomorrow on the program. Plus, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us along with Ben Carson. Talk Radio Town Hall start at 9:30. God bless you and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.